anechoic chamber. This room is called an anechoic chamber. Think of it as anti-echo room. The walls are designed to absorb energy so that nothing echoes back. There are two types of anechoic chambers. Some chambers prevent sound echoes. This room is designed to prevent echoes of radio waves. The scientist in the room is holding a radio antenna. Radio communications are vital for subs, but very difficult to achieve because radio waves do not travel easily underwater. This makes improving submarine antennas a high priority. The cones on the wall of this room are loaded with metal dust, which absorb the radio waves so that they do not echo back into the room. The valleys between the cones bounce the radio waves back and forth as they approach the wall. The waves are further absorbed with every bounce. The more bounces, the more absorption. This chamber was used to develop both submarine and sonobuoy radio antenna. The large arch structure that you may have seen in one of the dioramas in the museum was another antenna test structure constructed at the sound lab to design radio antenna. That test site specialized in developing antenna that floated on the surface of the water. Most of the radio antenna used by the submarine force were developed here during the Second World War and the Cold War.